When it opened in 1963, Sheridan's King Saddlery was a small shop serving the surrounding ranching and horsebacking community. In the 40 years that followed, King's became an institution. Founder Don King's distinctive Sheridan-style leatherwork is the finest in its class, and enthusiasts come from all around the world to see the saddlery and the attached museum. Wyoming Public Radio's Miles Bryant spent some time at King's, and he sends us this postcard.
It's a Friday afternoon, and King's Saddlery is pretty quiet. The busy rodeo season is over, and the shop is catching up on repairs. It's a good time to catch Bruce King, son of Don King and current owner of the business. I'm a saddle newbie, so my first question is, what makes a King saddle so good?
Our name's on it, and it's supposed to be made with a little more caution than some of the others.
If you're thinking Bruce is being overly modest here, he is. King's reputation for quality and craftsmanship has been building since the 1960s, when a young ranch hand from Douglas named Don King settled down in the area and started making things for his cowboy friends. As other saddle shops closed down or were replaced by cheap machine-made goods, King's kept doing things slowly and by hand. Bruce says part of that comes from his dad wanting King's to remain a family business.
You know, they sat us down at the table and said, now, we're going to buy this building, which was that building across there. I said, if you kids want to stick around, you're more than welcome. If we do this, we need you. So we did, they did, and here we are.
I ask Bruce how you would sum up the feel of this place.
Laid back Western.
There you go.
That's it.
That's Karen Wadenbach. She's a local historian, and she works part-time at the Don King Museum, a space connected to the shop that displays a lifetime of collected Western memorabilia.
Anywhere else, there would be an armed guard at that door. But they just say, give an offering, come in and enjoy. That's laid-back Western.
That attitude carries over to the employees here, too. Almost everyone I talked to had worked at King's for more than a quarter century. Link Weaver does most of the saddle work.
This is a leather rosette. This helps hold that saddle string down.
Weaver says his daily routine is pretty consistent, but now and again he does get to meet some notable people.
Wilford Brimley used to come in once in a while. John King made a saddle for Tom Selleck. A couple of years ago, Billy Gibbons from ZZ Top was in here. Happened to be my day off, so I missed that. Queen of England was in here once.
Sherry Sullivan sits next to Weaver and is making a set of riding boots. She says even without the celebrities, King's can get interesting.
We had a group of strippers come through one afternoon, and the one found a pair of straps up front she wanted, but they were a little too long on the bottom, so she had us make a top out of those scraps. And it was right close to closing time, and not one of the guys left because they wanted to see what the outfit looked like when she came out. So.
On the other side of King's, head leather worker Jim Jackson is tapping out the inlay for a new belt. The intricate flowering pattern is called Sheridan style.
It's very tight, precise nesting circles, you get a nice flow with your stem work.
Don King created the Sheridan style, and Jackson says it's recognizable to other leather workers and enthusiasts all over the world.
It's like painting or something. If you look at different styles of painting, sometimes it's hard to describe exactly what it is, but you just can sense it and you know it.
That sound is a sudden rush of customers, Chinese nationals on a tour of the American West. Trip leader Annie Ye says stopping at King's is always a must.
This is something really we don't see. You know, like I never run through the horseback riding, and so every time it's just like I ask them all the stupid questions. It's just kind of amazing.
Faye Fitzsimmons is visiting with her family from rural Texas, but she says even there, it's hard to find any place quite like King's.
Growing up on a ranch, growing up with real cowboys and people who really value the land and love horses, that's the culture here. We feel totally and completely at home here, and it's very special.
For Bruce King, it doesn't matter whether it's Texans or Chinese that visit the store, or if it's celebrities or cowboys that buy his goods. What's worth paying attention to is that the products are made as they've always been, with care.
We don't toot any horn very loud. to my knowledge, ever said we're the best. We just do what we do and try to do it well. And if somebody else says we're good, that just makes us happy.
Bruce is 67 and won't be managing Kings forever. He says he hopes his son, Ryan, will carry on. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Miles Bryan.